Thy strong word, we praise you and acknowledge you up through endless ranks of angels. Hi, this is Pastor Will Wheaton, inviting you to join us for our hymn sing at the 2026 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference. This year's theme, Singing the Ancient Faith in Our Own Days. Making the Case is Friday, June 12th and Saturday, June 13th at Concordia University, Chicago. Find out more and register at issuesetc.org.
And will be forever. Amen. A reading from Romans chapter 8. So then, brothers, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you have put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, provided we suffer with him, in order that we may also be glorified with him. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
But now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
Let us pray. Thanks to thee, O Christ victorious, thanks to thee, O Lord of life. Death hath now no power over us. Thou hast conquered in the strife. Thanks because thou didst arise and has opened paradise. None can fully sing the glory of the resurrection story. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Lent reminds us that the Christian faith is a matter of death and life. We look back to Ash Wednesday with the words spoken over us, remember you are dust, and to dust you shall return. In many and various ways, we have heard throughout this season of the grim reality that as sin came into the world through the one man, Adam, so death spread to all people, gobbling up one and all. For all have sinned, and all will die. That is the legacy that we have inherited from Adam. All flesh, your flesh, my flesh, is but grass, grass that will wither, grass that will die. For like Adam, we have all sinned. This death is more than a biological reality. It is not just part of that great circle of life. It is God's judgment, God's inescapable no to sin. So the apostle begins not with a denial of death, attempting to make an end run around death, attempting to find some way to avoid death, or at least to minimize its impact. There is no talk of death simply as a transition to a better life. There is no consolation that you will live on in the memory of your loved ones or in your descendants. There is no comfort that whatever notable achievements you have accomplished will survive for generations to come. Paul instead makes the assertion, so then, brothers, we are debtors not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. Flesh here is not to be confused with skin and sinews, muscle and tissue, but rather flesh is the whole existence of the old Adam, who believes that he can live life energized by his own free will in opposition to the Creator. To be sure, the flesh expresses itself through the body as it enlists eyes, ears, all my members, with reason, all my senses, as the instruments of sin. The old Adam is indebted to his own passions and sees in them a path to liberation, autonomy, freedom to have life on your own terms. But what you might think of as freedom is in truth bondage. You might call it a way of life, but in fact it is the way of death. By way of contrast, Paul speaks of the Holy Spirit, the Lord and the giver of life. It is by this Spirit, the Spirit that you have not earned, but the Spirit that you have received in holy baptism, that you are to put to death the deeds of the body, the works of the old man. The Spirit who has been breathed into your dying bodies through the Word of God is not the spirit of bondage, but of freedom. For Christ has set you free by the blood of his cross. The Lutheran ethicist Gilbert Mylander says of Christians, "We are adoptees, one and all. Christ has made us his own. In him we are adopted. We have received the spirit of sonship. In Christ, we are enabled to pray. That is to call his Father our Father." Paul's words are echoed in Luther's explanation of the introduction to the Lord's Prayer. God tenderly invites us to believe that he is our true Father and we are his true children, so that with all boldness and confidence we may ask him as dear children ask their dear Father. That is to say, the Spirit enlivens us to pray, "Abba, Father." For in Christ, we really are the children of his Father. All the rights of sonship are given to us, whether male or female. You are son of God. For in baptism, the Father has adopted you. We are heirs with Christ. His destiny is your destiny. He bore the cross to save us. And baptized, we are baptized into his death. We who confess the word of the cross will also bear the cross. The outcome of Jesus' suffering and death was not the grave, but the resurrection of his crucified body, forever free from death. His victory is now your victory over sin and death. For the life you live by faith in the one who loved you and gave himself up for you. He has made us to be children of God, who live not in bondage to the flesh, under the condemnation of the law, but in the freedom that is the gift of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, who is the guarantee, the down payment, if you will, of the salvation that we will receive in the resurrection of the body to life everlasting when that final Easter does dawn. Yes, on this side of the resurrection, we feebly struggle in this life of repentance and faith, of continually dying and being made alive by the Spirit to walk in the newness of life. The pull of the flesh is ever so strong, as it would hold us in bondage, robbing us of the confidence in Christ, locking us up in fear that is the opposite of boldness. For some of you, that fleshly bondage might take the shape of a carnal anxiety about a vicarage or internship assignment, or about the call, where will I go? Will I be ready? Will my family be cared for? For others of you, it might be that nagging doubt that God could have any good use of you as a servant in his church. And all of you know the particular ways that the flesh wages war against the Spirit in your own lives. But the bedrock fact of your life is that the Christ who died for your sins and was raised again for your justification has called you to be his own. He has adopted you, giving you the full rights of sonship, access to his Father. Luther said that when we pray the Lord's Prayer, we are praying in the crucible, where God's favor and mercy answer our wretched neediness. And that means we learn to pray not as fearful slaves, but as free children of God who call Jesus Father, our Father, with delight. That is the God-given boldness and confidence that you have to stand before God free, destined to resurrection. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting.
In our prayers, we remember those who serve in the armed forces, including chaplains Eric Baer, Philip Callahan, Chad Shishke, Jonathan Lorenz, Ryan Mills, Bobby Niemczyk, Joshua Schiff, Ryan Schnake, Joseph Seifert, Nathaniel Jensen, Peter Williams, Jason Stephenson, Louise Lang, as well as those who serve in the armed forces, especially Stratton Bartlett, Joshua Castle, Linnea Elmore, Kyle Flanick, Alan Hosier, Cassie Hoser, and Preston Kerlegrand. Almighty God, by your great goodness, mercifully look upon your people, that we may be governed and preserved evermore in body and soul. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Of hosts, stretch forth your almighty arm to strengthen and protect those who serve in the armed forces of our country, especially all our chaplains and military personnel. Support them in times of war, and in times of peace keep them from all evil, giving them courage and loyalty. Grant that in all things they may serve with integrity and with honor. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, you have safely brought us to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray. Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord Almighty bless us and direct our days and our deeds in his peace.
Amen.